T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined by the Erie County Democrat Chair, Jeremy Zellner. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Jeremy, an even number year is never a nothing going on year. There's a lot going on, but it's been a busy first 2 months of 2024 for you.
It really has. You know, yesterday we had our most recent executive committee meeting where we endorsed several candidates for local office. We did our family court candidate. So Judge Kara Biscaglia is going to be our endorsed Democrat running for Erie County Family Court this year. Tom Carl is the candidate running in the 23rd district for us against Nick Langworthy. We endorsed Senator Sean Ryan. And then we also endorsed Rashid McDuffie and Aaron Hart for Buffalo City Court. So there's a lot happening yesterday at headquarters also.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Jeremy, let's talk about the two big races. Obviously, first with Congressman Brian Higgins stepping down, endorsing Tim Kennedy for NY26. The Republicans have named Gary Dixon, who will be joining me in the next hour. Your feelings on this? Well, first, why Tim Kennedy?
Well, Tim Kennedy's a proven leader who has been able to go to Albany and bring back unprecedented resources. We said from the beginning, we need a candidate that understands government is not just to be on a soapbox and understands government is there to provide for the community. And Tim Kennedy's gotten more than $100 million of capital project money here in Buffalo. And we can't lose that stature that Brian Higgins had. And we think Tim Kennedy's going to be able to slide right into that position. It's a heavily Democratic seat. So we feel pretty good about our chances in special, and we're not taking anything for granted, but we're working very hard.
And Tim Kennedy was on with us 2 weeks ago. I should have mentioned that as well. He is running for NY26. Now, if he wins, that would open up a seat in the state Senate, which you guys have endorsed April Baskin. Why the choice of April Baskin?
Well, we had a very difficult choice between April and Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski. But at the end of the day, April is a strong leader who has delivered for the community as well. We see Tim Kennedy in the state Senate. We can't lose that stature either. And I think that April is going to be able to fit in Albany and have a strong partner in Governor Hochul. And I think that she's going to do a tremendous job delivering for the community.
We just heard from James Gardner. He joined us in studio. He's the Republican endorsed candidate for the DA. Democrats have endorsed Michael Caine. Your thoughts on that, Jeremy? Because, you know, there's been a lot of focus on bail reform, on the law. Some say that's why the Hochul gubernatorial race was closer than expected. What are your thoughts on the upcoming DA race with your endorsed candidate?
Well, I didn't hear Mr. Gardner, but I can imagine he's railing against all the things that he has nothing to do with, like bail reform. You know, the district attorney's job is to put people in prison who deserve to be in prison and to, you know, uphold the rule of law, not make the law. And I think you've seen our district attorney, John Flynn, disagree with people when he thought they were wrong. I'm assuming Mike Caine is going to do that same thing because he believes in the law, not making the law. And I think you're going to see a pretty good race here by Mike Caine. He's going to have a lot of law enforcement behind him because they know he's the only person that can keep our community safe in this race. I'm really excited about that he's talking to a lot of law enforcement groups, so I expect to endorse him soon. Mike's been in the job. He's going to be the acting district attorney coming April 1st, so he'll be doing the job. So I think Mike's in a commanding position in this race.
I got to ask your political opinion on something going on nationally. Obviously, the GOP primary contested, but not really, with Donald Trump winning in South Carolina. Do you believe that the Joe Biden campaign will be able to pick off Haley supporters when she does eventually drop out?
Well, I do. I think what is established here is that Donald Trump is not growing anywhere. He has hit 42%, and that's where he is at. He's got nowhere else to go. He's got all the people he's going to have locked in now, and he's going nowhere else. He's an extremist. Now he wants to ban abortions across the nation. He has 91 indictments he's looking at. He's got hundreds of millions in civil fines to pay. He's not growing. He's not going anywhere, and I think we're going to have a really good race in November, and I expect to reelect the president.
Now I just have two Board of Election questions for you, Jeremy, and we will wrap it up here. The special election, anything different happening if you're planning on voting in the special election for NY26 as opposed from a regular election day?
Well, tomorrow is the last day to file petitions, and I'm not sure if Nate McMurray is doing that, but if he does, he will. And if they're proper petitions, he will secure a space on the ballot in the special. But folks who live in the old, this is now, keep in mind, this is the current district as it sits in NY26. Anyone in that district can vote in this special election. We do have a vote by mail now, so folks can go to our website, elections.erie.gov, and apply for a ballot to vote by mail. But we are expecting to have early voting start. The election's on the 30th, and I think we start on the 20th, if that's the Saturday of April, to begin early voting. But we will have a strong election. Our staff is working hard to turn around the presidential primary on April 2nd and then turn around and have this special on April 30th. And it'll be a challenge, but we're up to it.
And then the special election, then there is the Republican primary. Anything different with those than in years past?
No, not that I know. We will have a Democratic primary as of today, as far as I know, for the presidential as well on April 2nd. So there's going to be some action on April 2nd on that Tuesday, and then we will have the special on the 30th. But for now, you know, folks should be checking their enrollment status at the board website. They can apply for a ballot, as I said, no matter, you know, where they are or what their circumstances are, they can get that ballot. And we'll have early voting for both races as we usually do. We're really looking for election inspectors, Joe, if people are interested. We raise the salaries and of the inspectors. They get paid to be trained. We could use their help if they want to go to our website and check in there. They can sign up to help us as well.
All right, Jeremy, I know it's been a busy, as I said, busy 2 months, busy week for you. Appreciate you putting some time aside for us this morning.
Thanks so much, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.